As I said at the beginning of the service, Christ Community is a church that is seeking to make faithful followers of Jesus Christ. And one of the pivotal ways that we seek to do that is through our small group ministry, where we seek to disciple followers of Jesus. And so coming up very soon, we're going to be launching this ministry, this opportunity to get connected. It is coming, so look for sign up soon. But just to demonstrate and to testify to the ways that God has shown up, I'd like to invite Fran Aceto. She's right up here in front. To share a little testimony about the ways that God has shown up in our small group ministry and the ways that we see people becoming faithful followers of Jesus. So, Fran, thank you.
Good morning. I have to take off my glasses or I can't see. My granddaughter says, why do you take them off? I said, I don't know. I can't see without them. Put them on. But I had the privilege of co-teaching a small group with Linda Curtis. Where's Linda? I know Linda's here. There's Linda right there. Barry's in the choir, her husband. We did once in the fall, and we did once in the spring. We had ages in our group, 20 to 70 years old, I think. We didn't say ages, but something like that. It was an intergenerational group. It was wonderful. We bonded as a group. We cared as a group. We enjoyed each other. I told the first service, we really liked each other. You know, some groups you don't. We really liked each other in our group. I did know everybody in our group. Some of them went to the church. I didn't even know they went to the church. So it was a great way to get to know people that I didn't know. We ate dinner together. They came to my house in the spring. We went to Gigi's house mine in the fall, hers in the spring. We had an open group, which meant in the spring, fall, some of them couldn't come back in the spring. So then we opened it up for other people to join our group, which was wonderful, and it kind of refreshed our group. We had activities, outside activities that we were involved in. We fixed supper for the homeless shelter. Y'all that don't know, we all cooked and brought something. We served it to them. Then we sat down and ate with all the homeless people, which was wonderful. And for the first time, there was kids there. I'd never seen kids 8, 9, and 10 years old at the homeless shelter. And then we got to clean up afterwards. We did yard work in the rain for older people. That was fun. Then we visited some folks at Highland Farms. One of the girls in our group liked to bake. She made cookies. So we went to visit them at Highland Farms, took them cookies, and then prayed with them. And I told them, we went to see Chuck Thomas, and he had been in the war. So he told us all about when he was in the war. It was a wonderful time to go and just listen to these older people talk about their lives, what they had done. And then we did the backpack ministry. We did that for about 2 months. They needed somebody to fill in, so our group filled in for that. And in our small group, the Lord showed up every week. He's so faithful. We saw answers to prayers. Linda's brother-in-law passed away last spring, so Linda would send us text messages, and we would pray for Linda as she ministered to her sister. There was another death in the group that spring. We prayed for that person. He lost his father. So we did life together. You know, life has ups and downs. Life just doesn't go this way. So we had some good things, and we had some hard things that some of our group members were dealing with. I always came away with a lighter heart. Sometimes it's hard to get there. Things happen. Life happens. You're shaking your head. And it's hard to get there. But when you make the effort to go to small group, and then you see all these people, you pray with them, you read the scriptures, and then you get to apply what you read that week. We had to write down some applications of things we would do. And if I had not done that, I'm a person, if I say I'm going to do it, I try to do it. So if I wrote it down, I'd think, oh, I have to do that. But it made me do things I would not have done otherwise. And I'm really grateful that we had the application and then the challenge to carry it out. We learned what the scripture said, then we had to carry it out that week. We did life together, and I would just like to encourage you all to pray about being in a small group this fall. David's going to have sign-ups that you can sign up. There was one group last fall that they found out everybody was a caregiver. They were all caring for somebody in their family, so they got to minister to each other. So the Lord has a place for you in a group if you have something to give and other people have something to give you. So I would just encourage you to pray about being in a small group and look for David's sign-ups. He will have them for you. Thank you.